Join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Ever had your prayer time go dead? You just didn't want to talk to God? It's probably that you've been so busy you've lost your perspective on God. When I was growing up, someone who didn't attend church would often give the excuse, "I worship God in nature." But as I've gotten more years behind me, I've learned that when my prayer time goes dead, or when I feel like God is somewhere in deep space, if I will go outside and really look at what He has made, my outlook changes. That's scriptural, you know. In the book of Romans, Paul says, "Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made." That means that all God has made points us back to the one who made it all. If your perspective of God is skewed, here's what I want you to do. Take a closer look at what God has created. Go outside and really look at a flower. All the details, the texture, the shading. A magnifying glass will help. Or if you have access to the internet, do a search on insects or snowflakes or any other subject in nature that you have some curiosity about. Or just go outdoors tonight and look at the sky, if you're outside the city and can see something besides the moon and low-flying airplanes. Phil Yancey says that when you look at the night sky, a small coin held out at arm's length would block 15 million stars from view if our eyes could see with that power. It's pretty hard to reflect on the universe without regaining your perspective on the one who created it. And about that prayer time that seems so perfunctory and mechanical, by the time you study the wonders He has made, I think you'll also have worship in your heart as well.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.